He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Monday, March 23rd. And, well, the Texans continue to have more players trickle in to the stadium to go through their off-season workouts. And what all of them say is that they're pretty sore after working out with Ray Wright for the first time. Yes, Ray Wright's new program is getting to all the players, but in a good way. And he seems to be focusing on isolating muscle groups, making sure he gets the most out of each group. Well, running back Chris Brown was the player we caught up with today. And he's someone that the Texans really hadn't heard from in a long time. That's because he spent last season on injured reserve with a back injury. Well, this offseason, he's been working on strengthening his back. He was in Chicago for most of the offseason doing just that. And now he's back in Houston working out with Ray Wright. And he says that he feels better than ever. In fact, he thinks that he will be the perfect complement to Steve Slayton. He said that he and Steve are two different backs, but that he's a big guy who can then get the dirty yards. And he'd be great in goal line situations. I caught up with Chris Brown, and here's what he had to say.
Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is running back Chris Brown. All right, Chris, the offseason is winding down. Your workouts are about to begin. But how did you spend your offseason?
You know, I've been doing a lot of work, especially just trying to strengthen my back and abdominal muscles, just trying to get them strong so the back will be all right and hold up for the season. Now I'm just trying to get all the rest of my body in shape, my legs, and being able to run and just get used to back being out there.
Of course, you had to miss most of last season with that injury. How disappointing was that for you? Because I know it was really hard.
Oh, it was a big blow not being able to go out there and play and to watch my teammates go out there and should have made the playoffs, you know. But this year, we're going for it, and they're going to be just fine. So hopefully I got to put that behind me and just go out there and play.
What did the coaches say to you after last season?
You know, Kubiak just told me he wants me to be here all offseason, work hard. He knows I got the ability to go out there and play. This guy's got to stay healthy. So, I mean, that's my main goal, go out there, do everything I can to take care of my body.
And how do you feel health-wise right now?
Right now, I'm good to go. So, hopefully, I just keep it that way.
You know, everyone's talking about how Steve Slayton needs a big running back to back him up, and you fit that prototype. How do you feel you would fit into the Texans' offense next season?
You know, I think between Steve and I, it'll be a great combination. We got totally two different styles, and it'll be hard on the defense to prepare for both of us. So hopefully we can go out there and just get it done for the team.
Have you talked to Steve much this offseason? You know, have you sort of gauged what he's thinking about for next season?
Oh, yeah, I've seen Steve around. I know Steve. He's going to be ready to go. So we're going to go out there and do what we have to do to get this job done.
Well, this was your first day working out with Ray Wright's new program. What do you think?
You know, there's no workout like a Ray Wright workout. You know, he gets you right. That's what you want. You know, you got to work with the hardest, push yourself past the limits, and that's what he does.
Well, you know, a lot of players say that this workout has been getting them a little more sore than previous workouts. What would you say is the main difference in the workout this year?
Well, you know, Ray knows how to isolate muscles, doing a lot of single leg squats and stuff. So you only got one leg, can't compensate with the other. You're going to put a lot of pressure on you. You're going to push you past your limits.
Now, are you being pretty specific as far as strengthening your back muscles?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I was concentrating on my back and abs and lower body. The main thing that I got hurt when I let go of my back.
All right, well, like we said, off-season workouts begin April 6th. You're feeling ready to go then?
Oh, definitely.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no